Riverside Locker Room Chatter continues tonight on KNZA. Middle of the midseason tournaments this week. Pleased to be joined now by Riverside Boys coach. That is Tyler Herbster, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Cyclones at 10-2 on the year and in the semifinals of the McLouth Invitational Tournament, which they will take on a team in Bishop Ward tomorrow night. We'll get your thoughts on that in a minute, coach. But let's go back to the first round game earlier this week, a team very familiar with, and that is Horton, the second time you've seen them this month. And kind of a similar outcome. You guys get the win this go-around in that first-round tilt, 65-36. Take us back to Monday night. Big win to kick off this tournament this week.
Yeah, it was I thought the first half was kind of very similar. I think the first time we played was 28-18. I think it was maybe 24-17 at halftime. And we just kind of came out and got a lot more transition baskets in the second half. We've been doing a really good job taking care of the basketball. I think turnovers, we're maybe averaging 8 a game, which, like I said, is I'll take. Let's get a few travels here. If we're continuing to take a heart of the basket, I expect a couple teams to draw a few charges on us if we keep taking it hard. So I think in the second half, mainly the third quarter in the game, it looked like maybe we had turned them over about 37 times. And we're just getting, it looks like we're averaging about 68 field goal attempts a game, and I feel like that's really high. So if we continue to turn the ball, keep the other team turning it over, and then we take really good care of it and haven't been doing as well, but we usually do pretty good on the offensive glass. We're just giving ourselves so many good looks, so many good shot attempts to score the basket. And so that's kind of what I take away from it. I look at it, it's like, man, we've shot 68, 69 field goal attempts, and the other team maybe has, 48-50. So that's really the biggest thing against, the Horton and McLouth. It just seems like we just get so many more attempts to score the basketball.
You know, we talked about this last week. We touched up on it. You guys are in the middle of a stretch, 12 days, 7 games roughly in a 12-day stretch. How do you feel like the guys have kind of handled that with the very little practice time you've had over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, we hadn't practiced in six days, but to start the 7-game run, we, went out to Jackson Heights and got whipped up on pretty good. So I think that kind of the first time we lost the game, it really kind of motivated us and refocused us. Jackson Heights did not respond great after they came up to our place and just were, quicker, faster, stronger, didn't let us get anything easy at the basket and stuff like that. So, I think our kids are doing fine. We're just, we've been doing the little things. We've been getting the free throw line. I think we had back-to-back 25 and 27 free throw attempts. And, last game we shot 12 of 27 from the free throw line. That's not going to cut it. So really free throws, we're getting a lot of good open looks. Our shooting percentage isn't great right now for how many looks we're getting at the basket and good looks. And early on, we kind of dominated the glass. I don't know if balls are taking funny bounces off the rim or our kids are just not as committed to boxing out as we were in those first 8 games. But there's free throw shooting and not letting teams get the second chance opportunity. It seemed like Jackson Heights or even McLouth or Horton, anytime we didn't get they got an offensive rebound, it just seemed like the next shot went in for them. So a lot of these points we're giving up are second chance points. We do a good job getting that initial stop. And then, so we've been really focusing on boxing out. We've been really focusing on shooting and free throw shooting, and just seems to be a kind of a slow go for us right now.
We got to get your thoughts on Bishop Ward here, but just a quick shout out, Gavin Schoenfelder. We talked about him last week, but he's played well for you. You kind of joked before we popped on here about you got to take away some of his JV quarters the way he's playing at the varsity level. Gavin averaging a double-double here over the last 4, certainly someone that's playing well for you, and probably going to need him and multiple bodies to play well for you tomorrow night when you see Bishop Ward in the semifinals of the McLouth tournament. Now, last season, you saw this Bishop Ward team twice. You saw them in the first round of this midseason tournament. Bishop Ward won that game 54-51, and then the season ended with a loss to Bishop Ward in the sub-state tournament. That was 65-64. So I'm sure your guys are going to be ramped up for this one. You get another crack at Bishop Ward. You played 2 very close games against them last year. You see them tomorrow night. What's kind of the expectation for this one?
Yeah, I watched them, and honestly, after I watched the first quarter too, I thought, man, I wouldn't want to be an official in our game because we're a little aggressive and get our hands on the other team, and they look a little aggressive and get their hands on team. I'm kind of curious how the officials are going to call the game, if they're going to let it. It's going to, honestly, the officials let some of the contact go, or if they're going to call it tight, probably is going to affect one team or the other, how we adjust. And like I said, they look like a fun team that gets up and down the court. So I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, they're right there in the middle of the pack of probably the 3A standings of our sub-state. I'd like to really see where we are against some of these, some good 3A schools. Going back to Gavin Schoenfelder, he's causing, he's 6'4", 240 pounds that can, you know, drop step and dunk a basketball. So he's a legit athlete that's played summer basketball, and he's averaging, I think, 12 points and 11 rebounds the last four games for us. So that's huge to have somebody that can come off the bench and have a double-double. And like I said, the last JV game, he played two quarters, and I think he had like 28 and 16 and just a half a basketball. And I thought, man, the other team's coach are not going to appreciate us putting this kid down, the sophomore boy, in the JV quarters. And so we probably need to make sure that he's just our first guy off the bench here, you know, for most of the way. And he's getting plenty of playing time. So he's fun to watch. And once he realizes how big and strong and athletic he is, he's just doing a lot better job with his body control and putting the close range shots in for us. So, and he runs the floor well for a big guy, which we need and like to do. So he complements the starting five really well.
That is Tyler Herbster joining us, Riverside boys basketball coach. Again, the Cyclones getting a crack at Bishop Ward tomorrow night. McLouth Invitational Tournament semifinal matchup. Again, two games last year against Bishop Ward, the two games decided by a total of 4 points. Coach, we really appreciate the time. Good luck the rest of the tournament. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.